That's good. This is the Great Northern Radio Show, brought to you by the Iron Mining Association of Minnesota and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. It's an unspoken knowledge that the Iron Range is divided into distinctive territories, the East Range and the West Range. Each side has its own way of life. These ideas have been mixing together for more than a century, so it's inevitable that some dangerous, dare I say it, subversive notions might arise. It's East versus West in this evening's melodramatic adventure, where a local politician teams up with a mysterious bookmobile driver to prevent a nuclear apocalypse on the Iron Range. Ladies and gentlemen, the Cherry Missile Crisis.
My name is Tom Ganapovich, and I'm from Eveleth. A while back, I ran for county office in between marriages because I thought it would be easy. Little did I know that my opponent would drive his truck into a grocery store a week before the election. He wasn't drunk, he was just angry. When you're a county commissioner, people ask you to fix all kinds of problems. Normally, there's nothing I can do because I'm not very good at this. But one night, I faced the biggest crisis of my career. She wore high heels and carried a library card. It was just past 7 p.m. on Halloween night. I'd already had several trick-or-treaters, most of them dressed as Asian men wearing white suits and doing some kind of cowboy dance. I stopped asking questions years ago when Lawrence Welk went into reruns. I opened the door to reveal two smartly dressed men in matching salmon-colored sweatshirts. Well, hello there. I'm Tom Ganapovich, County Commissioner. What are you supposed to be? Oh, I get it. You guys are going as dudes in one of them nice catalogs.
Well, actually, sir, we're here to ask you to oppose a ballot measure that would prevent our loving relationship from being recognized by the state.
Huh?
Vote no, sir.
Why the holy heck would you want to get married? That feller's just gonna drink all your money and run off with a guy who checks meters for the PUC. I've been married twice. Happened both times. You fellas have a good night now. I opened the door thinking they might have returned, but instead, it was a tall, beautiful brunette with thin metal glasses. The expensive type that Walmart doesn't carry. She wore a skin-tight jacket with a pin pressed tightly against her chest that said, "Reading is cool." I read it again and again. "Aren't you the woman who drives the bookmobile?"
"I am, Mr. Ganapovich, but I am so much more than that."
"I don't know what you mean, Mrs....
Storm. Charlotte Storm. It's an appropriate name. A storm is coming tonight, Mr. Ganapovich, and I need your help."
"I just checked the weather forecast. It looked pretty clear to me."
"Not a thunderstorm. A nuclear storm. Mr. Ganapovich, we don't have much time. I need you to come with me. Quickly now, to the bookmobile."
She grabbed me by the arm, pulled me down my sidewalk and into the brilliantly colored bookmobile. She tossed her hair back and revved the engine. Then we drove off into the cold October night.
"Mr. Ganapovich, driving the bookmobile is just my cover. I am actually an agent for the FBI, and I have come to believe that a subversive communist group is planning a nuclear attack against the West Range at 8 p.m. tonight. Take a look at these photographs that we took in Aurora last night. They show missiles, Mr. Ganapovich."
"Oh, I don't know. These just look like some of that equipment going into Esser. This all seems impossible."
"The FBI prefer the term improbable. We know, according to our satellite imagery, that the truck drove into Cherry, but never left."
"Now, come on now. Where would anybody even get a missile around here?"
"The Soviet Union. They've had a whole range of nuclear weapons on Blue Light Special since the early 1990s. They even put out a Christmas catalog. Take a look. See for yourself.
The Soviet Roebuck Annual. Well, I'll be darned. They've got Christmas lights powered by plutonium. Why, you wouldn't even have to take those suckers down for years.
Did you know that Minnesota Governor Rudy Perpich made frequent trips to Croatia during his last term as governor? We think he wanted to use nuclear energy to make his chopsticks factory economically feasible.
That's impossible.
Improbable, Mr. Ganapovich, but not impossible. We think a subversive group has seized the nuclear material. The group is called the Youth Alliance for a Bolshevistic Eastern-type Communist Honorable America.
Yeah, betcha.
Yeah, betcha. Think of the possibilities. We've got 5 community colleges around here. 5! You can't spell community college without sort of mouthing communist, right?
I guess.
There's the Minnesota Discovery Center.
The what? Oh, you mean Iron World.
Exactly. You know who takes something with a short name and gives it a long name?
Slovenians who marry Koreans?
No! Communists! Think of it. Giant's Ridge as a training ground for alpine skiers? And have you heard of the CIRRSD project? Good heavens!
CIRRSD? Is that real?
Oh, it's real. Don't you read the papers? The East Range is just ready to blow. Kinney already seceded from the Union once, for goodness sake!
I'm sorry, Agent Storm, but all of this seems very unrealistic.
Improbable, but not improbable.
I don't think that's a word.
We know the attack is planned, but we don't know where the missiles are. That's why we need your help, Mr. Ganapovich. You are the only public official I've been able to find who doesn't have any children in a suspected organization. I take that to mean you are unmarried?
It suddenly became a little hotter in the bookmobile. Agent Storm sure looked fine and fierce as she drove down Highway 37. I imagined it must be lonely to be an undercover bookmobile driver. She might have been the craziest Arrowhead Library System employee I'd ever met. But she sure was beautiful. Our eyes locked. And that's about the time she hit the pothole.
Mr. Ganapovich, are you all right?
Oh, I'm not sure. It feels like I got walloped.
You did. A hardcover edition of War and Peace hit you right in the temple.
Oofda. Tolstoy. Say, your bookmobile looks like it's been overturned there. Let's forget these crazy ideas, and how about you come back with me tonight? Let's borrow an audiobook from your library and sit in front of a bonfire.
Maybe you're right. I'm not sure that...
Hey, all you young people out there, are you excited for the biggest event to happen in this region in years? If so, you've got to get to Cherry before 9 p.m. tonight. The whole shebang starts at GUS Hall.
Did you hear that? That's where the missiles are going to be launched from. Of course.
Oh, boy.
How did I not see it before? It all makes perfect sense. The building stands for the Grand United Socialist Hall. Gus Hall!
I really don't think that's very likely.
Improbable! Now quickly, we'll need to hitchhike the rest of the way to Cherry before it's too late. And my goodness, be careful, Mr. Ganapovich. We're right by the Mesabi Trail. We think Yabetcha has planted landmines all around it. Why do you think they never let you ride motorized vehicles?
We managed to catch a ride down the rest of the freeway, finally arriving at the recently constructed Gus Hall. Charlotte, I'm going to run inside and show you how the FBI has got it all wrong.
But you can't go. They could launch the missile any minute.
I've always been just a county commissioner, but this is my chance, maybe my only chance, to really set things right. I've got to stop this before it's too late.
But I love you, Tom. The truth is that I would make extra stops outside the Virginia courthouse just to catch glimpses of you when you smoke cigarettes in the elevator for handicapped people.
If you really love me, then come with me. See that this paranoia you have is absurd.
We'll need protection. I know that I just met you, and this is crazy. But here is a semi-automatic weapon, and save the world with me. Maybe?
Well, hello there. Welcome to the Iron Range Original Music Association. You're just on time for the big event.
What? But this is...
The big music show. You see now, Charlotte, you have it all wrong. These are just a bunch of string players showing off their talents.
But look over there, the missiles.
Oh, those are speakers. The Lutheran Church gave us those around the time we renamed the building, the Grand United Supper Hall. We needed a nice big space to have our fish fry dinners during Lent, and we needed a good sound system so everyone could hear grace without shouting over the friar.
But over there, those uniformed communist agents.
Ma'am? Those are Weeblos.
Well, you can't explain away the way your guards have been frisking me since we came in the door.
Sorry, that was me.
Oh, I see. Perhaps I have let my feelings see things that weren't there. I'll call off the SWAT team. But I hope this doesn't mean that there isn't a future for us.
Are you kidding? All my marriages pretty much started this way. Hey, look over there. Meatballs.
Yes, in red sauce.
Wait a minute.
Did he say
red?